the frog in the window will dance for you. She'll tap out the rhythm, bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you the questions you bring in a cup to view. And if his answer is not the best, it's so much better than all of the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and he's puffed that just being born is problem enough.
I've never seen a doctor in the flesh. He's a madman with the box. It's fantastic. And I'll admit that I'm obsessed. But this is my life. No use pretending. And the show is like Daleks, Stormplink, Regeneration, Fezzes, Canine, Sonic, Pandora, come moisturize me. This silence is in our dreams. And the show is like Weeping Angels, Bad Wolf, Cybermen, Gallifrey, Converse, Geronimo, Last Centurion, Bow Ties are cool. You wanna be caught up in this love affair, and we'll never be Time Lords.
Time Lords,
it's the one in our blood. He's the last one of his kind. We were born without two hearts, so let me be your companion. I like adventures too.
Hear the tides on me.
Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we watched every episode. We count our dollars on the road to Comic-Con, and everyone that goes there knows there's so much merch. We need more money. And the show is like Daleks, Don't Blink, Regeneration, Fezzes, Canine, Sonic, Pandora, come moisturize me. The silence is in our dreams. And the show is like Weeping Angels, Bad Wolf, Cybermen, Gallifrey, Converse, Geronimo, Last Centurion, Bow Ties are cool. You wanna be caught up in this love affair, and we'll never be Time Lords.
Time Lords,
it's the one in our blood. He's the last one of his kind. We were born without two hearts, so let me be your companion. Adventures too.
Hear the tides on me.
Let me live that fantasy.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's bigger than we ever dreamed. Just look at all these shiny things.
Oh, oh, oh.
We're in love with Ten's hair. Wanna be caught up in this love affair, and we'll never be Time Lords.
Time Lords,
it's the one in our blood. He's the last one of his kind. We were born without two hearts, so let me be your companion. I like adventures too.
Hear the tides on me.
Let me live that fantasy.
The void beyond the mind, the empty. this space that circles time. I see where others stumble blind to seek a truth they never find. Eternal wisdom is my guide. I am the Doctor. Through cosmic waste the TARDIS flies to taste the secret source of life. A present science can't deny exists within, outside, behind the latitude of human minds. I am the Doctor. My voyage dissects the course of time. Who knows, you say, but are you right? Who searches deep to find the light that glows so darkly in the night? Toward that point, I guide my fleet. As fingers move to end mankind, metallic teeth begin their grind. With sword of truth, I turn to fight the satanic powers of the night. Is your faith before your mind? No, man, am I the Doctor?
flickering light of the candle flame. The sound of the wind in the tree. Follow me. The smell of the day and the waking sun. The feel of the breath in my head. It's the morning after, I'm needing the love parade. Beech trees in blossom, never gonna fade. It's the morning after, sun is on my side. You go on and take the bus, I'll take the fairground ride. Mm-hmm.
A song now about plagiarism that wasn't even our own idea.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and now she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. It's about to be read again as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's in the best-selling show.
plead my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life less full. I've traveled each and every byway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Once in my life, I had someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once in my life, I can go where life leads me, and I know I will be wrong.
for a piss? Does he shave and strap a digital watch on his wrist? And does the Holy Spirit ever need to take a crap? Does he go down with the flu and has he ever had the clap? Has he got a flat in Chelsea on a million-year lease? Shacking up with Mary Whitehouse and the chief of police? Does he go for girls with bike? Or does he have to jerk himself to sleep every night? Does go through the pool then? Does he holiday in Spain? Was he ever on a bus with a fiver and no change? Has he heard of rock and roll? Is he wearing any pants? Would he really rather be Keith Richard given half a chance? He's got a man. He's got a man. Does he do? To the fruits of good old Paltridge. Look that one up. It's a big word.
Yes, folks. I can understand their feelings because they are about to play sideways through the sewers of the Strand on a Sunday afternoon.
Who's that bloke?
Sideways through the sewers of the Strand will be our honeymoon. Ankle deep, folks, in sludge, dear, we'll walk hand in hand. They do say that the sewers of the Strand are the finest in the land. Sideways through the sewers of the Strand will be paradise for two. Who cares if the atmosphere is blue? 'Cause there's nothing wrong,
yes,
with a good old British boom. Sideways through the sewers of the Strand, with you, la da fee ba da hee ba ya da boy. Ah, my darling little bride, we met by accident, folks. She ran over me in a tram. Her name was Beulah. Mine was Jim. I was glad they called me Jim, folks, because that was my name. I found out that she'd been going out with an Irish dentist called Phil McCavity. He walked with a pronounced limp. L-I-M-P, pronounced limp, folks. Oh, the worry turned me grey. This gave me a strange appearance as I was bald at the time. Ah, the first time I met her was late, early one morning in spring. There was a heavy dew on the grass. He'd just been thrown out of a synagogue for eating during the sermon. I told her, darling, let me take you away from the squalor you live in and live in the squalor I live in. So, we were married in the spring, folks. We had the reception in the pond. There was plenty to drink, folks. And then off we went, folks. Sideways through those naughty sewers of the naughty Strand will be a paradise for two, not one, but two, folks. Who cares if the atmosphere is blue? Who said that? 'Cause there good old British pound. Sideways through the zoo without the strand with you. I don't mean maybe.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Fox on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
It's me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody will destroy me with atomic energy. Since they started their atom bombing, they got the currents a-trembling. But I'm leaving this planet soon to dwell with the man in the moon. So darling, me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody will destroy me with atomic energy. I read a story some time ago. They classified New Mexico. The bomb on Nagasaki begun the setting of the rising sun. So darling, me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody to destroy me with atomic energy. I'm glad I'm not a fish or a flea or a bedbug on bikini, for the last bomb they dropped over there threw a whale a mile in the air. So darling, me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody will destroy me with atomic energy. When Father Noah built his ark, some people laugh, another squawk, but I want a rocket plane of my own to take me from this atomic zone. Just me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody will destroy me with atomic energy. On the moon I'll build a mansion, television and radar station, recording studio and radio for me to practice my calypso. So honey, me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody will destroy me with atomic energy. My household will be so small, I wouldn't have many girls at all. 1,000 wives to console my mind and 500 concubines. Just me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody will destroy me with atomic energy. And when I want to visit my neighbors, Venus, Jupiter or Mars, me and my baby in a rocket will hop from planet to planet. So honey, me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody will destroy me with atomic energy. I'll have an air force and an army of angels to guard and comfort me. With golden flowers they'll form an arch for the Lord Caressa to march. Just me and my baby and my guitar make three. Nobody will destroy me with atomic energy. Oh, me and my baby and my guitar make three. Me and my baby and my guitar make three.
Oh, listen to me, nightmare, about the atomic bomb. When you hear the story, then I know you're gonna wanna run. You better run, run, run back where you come from. I just heard from a little bird they're gonna drop the atomic bomb. Talk about a flying saucer streaking through the sky. I'm gonna stop to find out if they're stopping or going by. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. They say stand still like a soldier until the threat is gone. And if they drop the atomic bomb, it's gonna fall down in the pond. But me, I'm gonna be moving, make room, I wanna pass. I'm gonna show that old spaceship an awful lot of class. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run.
Wait for me, wait for me, why? I'm taking it, I'm taking it. Yeah.
a guy low tussle too. If they can do about an RPM, then I can do that too. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Hey. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Run, 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 run. Run, run,
run. Wait for me, wait for me, man.
I have a train set and a garage full of cars and a soldier with a gun. My mother says I should have more responsibility. Yes, I'm nearly 31. I have a plane, I have a train that can lift up all my trains and all my cars. I have a boat that doesn't float, but a big machine that takes me to the stars. But my mother says I should get a job. Oh, my father, she will.
Everybody shake, shake your butchers wanna catch.
cleavers on their thighs. 'Cause everybody knows if you don't mind your mother's words, a wicked wind will blow. Butchers wanna cut you. The shame kill butchers wanna catch you away. Away.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. To hug the mountain. That mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. Tough young guys, sinewy bodies and their fingers and bikini toes challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb a mountain? Because I'm in love. There is a passionate affair going on between Kirk and the mountain. Kirk is on the mountain. Now, in order to create that illusion, sucking some of the most sensational men who not only climb, are voracious, fleeting, and elusive, and peripheral, and that's putting me on the mountain. Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Hold it, please. Hug the mountain. Envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. That mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. And the climb is going where no man has gone before. Where no man has gone before. Challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love.
In recent years, there's been a lot of pop acts singing about being beautiful or someone or something being beautiful. Now, I know this ain't a new thing, but it just feels as if these people don't really know what beauty is, and by banding it around so often, it starts to lose all meaning and worth. You see, beauty and beautiful are powerful words. It's more than just a physical thing. It's more than just a nice pair of tits. Bring the beat in and let me tell them what I think beauty is.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near her, so I told her far. Luckily enough, I missed the freckles on her shoulder, and that even on the hottest of nights, her skin was colder. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near her, so I told her far. Luckily enough, I missed the freckles on her shoulder, and that even on the hottest of nights, her skin was colder.
Now for me to get my definition of beauty across to you, I must request your attention for the immediate future. Won't take so long as to put you in a catatonic stupor. So present my case study example. Tommy Cooper. If you haven't heard of Tommy, I'll do my best to explain. Tommy Cooper was in the entertainment game. Every granddad in Britain could do a Tommy Cooper impression with a selection of gags, hand movements and facial expressions. His uniform was a suit and a red fez hat. He would combine jokes and magic tricks just like that. He drifted between the two with the most cacandra transition. He was 2.0
part comedian, one part magician. Mistakes and mess up through a big part of his show, which were real and which were planned, only he would know. If he messed up or a certain joke bombed, he'd just start laughing at himself and soon the laughs would catch on. See, Tommy gave no regard to class or race. His only goal was to put a smile on every single face. All his life Tommy lived just to make people laugh. Whether on stage or at home, he'd just be acting dark.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near, so I told her far. Luckily enough, I missed the freckles on the shoulder, and that even on the hottest of nights, his skin was cold. In the eye of the beholder, I was lucky enough to be near, so I took the fun. Luckily enough, I missed the freckles on the shoulder, and even on my hottest night, the skin was cold.
Whether it appropriate or not became somehow unconnected, because making people laugh was his only objective. But there's one thing in life no man can avoid. This thing will leave the hearts of loved ones empty and void. Death will always cause hurt and pain. It can take weeks before a smile's on your face again. Sure, when reminiscing, there can be great happiness, but in the immediate time, there's searing pain and nothing less. On April 15th, 1984, the London Palladium was the scene of Tommy's show once more. It was a full house, he had the crowd in out of his hand. Everything as usual seemed completely unplanned. In what seemed like a finale, Tommy dropped to the floor, causing the room to erupt in laughter and applause. Curtains closed, lights went up, there was no encore. Everybody left their seats and headed for the door. Unbeknownst to them, they had witnessed Tommy Cooper's death. He had given his all until he had nothing left. Now please note, at the moment this entertainer died, even with a room full of people, not one tear was cried. Much less they rose to their feet and they laughed and clapped. Now tell me one fucking thing that's more beautiful than that. I'm sure I can't think of one.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near, so I told the fun. Luckily enough, I missed the freckles on the shoulder, and the even on the hottest of nights, it was cold out. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near, so I told the fun. Luckily enough, I missed the freckles on the shoulder, and the even on the hottest of nights, it was cold out. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I was lucky enough to be near, so I told the fun.
Here we go then. Right, here we are then. Right. That's it. Right. I'll take over now, boys. Right, I'll take over. Right. Here we go then. Leave it to me now. I shall get it in a minute. Daddy came home from work tired. The boss had been driving him mad. The kids started fighting, the dog bit him too. His dinner was nothing but warmed over stew. I guess it was then he decided, up to the rooftop he'll go. He was about to jump off when the kids started howling below. Oh!
Don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
Keep it going, boys. Keep it going now. That's it. Nice and loud.
Don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
Unite us in true humanity. まかせる」「にくい人だけれど大好きなんだから」「仕方がないんだわ」「燃えるようなその目が」「Love, love, 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 oh」「バツ2の心の嘘を晴らしてくれる」愛だ。また魅力なのよ惹かれてゆくのが私はわかるの痛くなるのこの胸 Love, 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 oh 思い詰める苦しみをそらしてくれる Oh 繰り返して待つ間待つ間待つ間待つ間